All right, so this week on Summer House, the parties continue. We had a snooze fest, which is the most, oh, I don't know. I've never wanted to be at a party more in my life, a party where everyone is dressed up to go to bed. I am loving this show. Now, we haven't caught up for a couple of weeks. There's been dramas with Lexi and Jesse. We've had Togate. Togate continues. The drama is now spilling out to the rest of the house because everyone is sort of turning on Jesse and going to Lexi and saying, hey, Lexi, Jesse's saying this behind your back. The sorts of things that he's saying are that she's giving red flags, yellow flags, but he's just acting like an F-boy. And they're just so young. They're so new in this relationship, and it feels like they're trying to force something really, really quickly. Yeah. Mm. We had Schwartz, who has joined the house, and I love his energy. I like seeing him on TV, not in Vanderpump Rules, but I like it when he pops his head up in other franchises, because I feel like then other people extract things out of him that wouldn't necessarily have happened on his usual show.
Yeah.
So I thought that that was good that he's come to visit. There were some really uncomfortable moments in this week's episode with Carl.
Oh,
the conversations with the boys. Okay, so somehow we got to talking about porn and what type of niche porn you're into. No surprises here that Carl is into tan line porn. No, 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 no. For a start, sun safety over here. The fact that you're promoting tanning and that there's porn linked to tan lines. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. The whole conversation was gross. And there was, what did they talk about? Something popped up on the screen and over the pants handy.
Oh, I didn't see that.
They put up OTPH and then it said over the pants handy.
I didn't see it.
I wasn't paying enough attention, but I think Carl may have mentioned that that was what had been happening with a lady friend. I don't know. But anyway, I was grossed out by the whole thing.
Carl's grossing me out, full stop. Carl is so awkward and insipid or something. He's just creeping around in the background with these teeth.
And you're up with Sierra.
Oh.
What?
I love that everyone loves Sierra. And she's just like, what? So awkward. I love that she put Jesse in his place when he was like, don't touch me. And now she's like, don't hug me. Don't, like, she's really putting him in his place. Watching the whole Jesse and Lexi thing play out has been so awkward because he knows that she's quite insecure about things and he's playing on it. And then he's like, oh, and then he goes to her and he's like, my idiot friends are saying things and making me doubt myself. I'm like, no, your idiot friends are saying things because you, sir, are acting like an idiot. If you didn't act that way, no one would have anything to say about you.
Mm.
Look, he's gone from being so fun last season. Now I can't stand him.
I know.
I like Lexi.
Kyle used to be endearing and we used to think he was sweet, but now he's kind of like, there's an ick.
There's a massive ick.
I feel sorry for Lexi. She's put all her eggs in one Jesse. And so we haven't seen her interact really with anybody else unless she's complaining about Jesse. So she's pigeonholed. So how is she meant to sort of develop in this cast? Like, is she just going to be a one season wonder and then off she goes?
I hope not, because I quite like her. I just feel like he's taken over her first season. So where's the other girl caught? She's just like,
this is it. What is her name? Carl's chick that he had on the side with the magic and made her disappear. Poof.
I like the bed party. I thought that was cute. Like, I really liked it. I liked Lindsay, who's like, I just need to sit. I need a seat. I want to sit. And it's very relatable because I feel like there was a point when you're pregnant where you just want to sit. But I still don't feel like I've grown out of it. Like, you're pregnant. You need to find a seat. And now I just like seats.
as someone who has spent the majority of the last sort of 5 to 6 years pregnant, I could completely relate to Lindsay. I was like, yes, girl, you sit down. That looks so comfortable. You do
in a little kid.
Oh, God, I love pregnant Lindsay. I love her so much. You know who else I love? The door. I almost feel like the producers have buggered up the door even more, just enough that it works. But ensuring that it itself becomes a feature. I want to see them come in the door just to see what happens to the door. One day someone's going to, they're going to elbow it and it's going to come down and it's going to be one of the funniest things.
Yeah. The door is a friend of at this point. We've got Paige. I don't know how Craig can say he was blindsided by the end of their relationship because it's so obvious she's not happy. And then we've had in the last week, which we didn't see, we did get a scene after the door being opened by Lindsay. We did finally get Kyle drunk eating, which everyone loves. So we finally got that. And then we had the fallout from Imral and his dirty, like, Sierra called him out. And I'm glad she did because yuck.
I didn't miss
it. He's gone.
In the episode. No, just doing something disgusting, no doubt.
The one season wonder, Lexia, we move forward because I think she gets along with the girls.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. I want to see. I want to know. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love, 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 love this show. Yeah. A one to watch.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.